You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
When we started this church, the Lord spoke to me and I told Pastor we need to go to everybody that's offended with us. She said, well, we didn't do nothing to them. I said, I got to obey God. That didn't sound right, right? Why would you go to people that offended you? I obeyed him. I went to everyone. If I've offended you in any way, I repent and I'm sorry. And I went to the next one. And then the next one that were mad at me. And I was young. But now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Woo, hallelujah. Know his seed beg bread.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Greet the Dove. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 8, verses 6 through 11.
I don't want anybody serving me in a restaurant that don't want to do it. And I'm at a point now where I don't tolerate all of that. Let me tell you how I roll. Tips to ensure proper service.
Yes.
Tips to what? So really you should tip your waiter before they move. My father turned 84 on last Tuesday. And so we took him. Y'all can clap. Come on. He 84. So we took him to his restaurant and he had a good time. Without making fanfare, the waitress, there was one that was working with us. And we had over 10 members there, family members. So I pulled out a $100 bill and I put it in her hand. And before you say something like, wow, my God, let me tell you, I'm going to ensure proper service to even the difficult ones. That's how I roll. I don't want that girl taking our food in the back because somebody can't handle it and they saying the wrong thing to her and you don't know what they do. What kind of suds is in your Pepsi? You don't have a clue. Y'all crazy, man. You never argue with a waitress. I'm trying to help somebody. You never go tit for tat like that. Always, you don't know what these people do. If you go around the corner and you prepare my food, I want you to do it right. I see suds and cokes. I don't know what's in that. I was at Denny's years ago when we first started this ministry on 192, maybe after a service or something like that. And you know how we used to pancake it, you know, grand slam it. You know how we used to do it. But I went to that one and it was late, man. It was late. You know, we had long service or whatever. I'm saying it was after 10 o'clock at night. And it was on a Friday night. And these kids were running the waitress. And she happened to be, I'm going to say she was 65 at the time. This is years ago. She may not even be on the earth. And her shoes were worn on one side. And they were running her, using the B word, all of this stuff, man. I'm sorry for your loss, the loss of your sister. When did you bury her? This week? Our sympathies and our condolences. Thank you for being in the church. They were running this waitress. Really bad, using the B word and she was Caucasian, and she was trying to serve him, but they made her nervous. So when she was bringing the, you waste my stuff? They were talking to her hard, man. And it bothered me so bad that it, because I try to stand for what's right not what's convenient. It doesn't matter if you look like me. Honestly, if with that attitude, I wouldn't want you working with me. So you want to talk about racism when they don't hire you? You don't do people like that or their mama. And so I don't believe in that stuff. So I couldn't hold it no more, man. I just couldn't hold it. So when the lady went behind the counter, I went up to the table. I said, let me share something with you all. I said, 40 years ago, none of us could be in this restaurant in this area. Y'all don't even know what we broke through to get to this point. When we first started and we started doing evangelism, we were called the N-word in West Melbourne. So to me, anybody coming after me, if nobody call you the N-word, you should be able to handle it. So what in the world are we talking about? If you want to join that ministry, you're going to catch stuff. And so I told him, I said, listen, you all running the lady like that? And one of the reasons why, this is what you need to see, our people had to come through the back of doors. They couldn't come through the front door. And they worked in the kitchen. But one of the things those people did, they spoil the food. You see suds? You better taste it, boy. Or not taste it. And what I was doing is opening them up, man. They were like, whoa. I said, you never mistreat your waitress. And you need to curve it. Not why I'm here. Who is your daddy? That's what I told him. Who is your daddy? Did he teach you anything? Was he at the house or was he silent while your attitude is going off? Girls were even running the lady. I said, you are way too extra. And I'm not, I went off on them. And they said, yes, sir, to me. And they calmed that stuff down. But listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We still got attitude in the church. Let's ensure proper service. Release the attitude of the raven so the dove can come in. Listen to me, man. Oh, my God. I always told you, don't be throwing your neck at me. I'm straight up alpha. Listen, man. Calm it down. Cool it now. Ooh, watch out. You're going to lose control, and you don't want me. Cool it now. Ooh, watch out. You're going to lose control. Slow it down. It's time to release it and let it go. What are you gripping on? You ever feel like if you let it go, you'll fall into chaos, into a chasm of hopelessness? What's so important to you that if you let it go, you'll start going crazy? Give nobody that kind of power. So when I walk in a room, I don't care what's happening. I choose to forgive everybody because nobody will make me go another route. And nobody will make me not speak. That's why I always do what I do. I'm going to tell you something else I do. I always greet kids. See, if you're mad at me, you'll be mad at my child. This is how I keep my heart pure when I can hear talk about me. You know, see, when you have a kingly anointing, somebody always flies and tell you what's going on. You don't understand that, but Solomon knew every corner of his kingdom. You know why? Because somebody flew. A yellow bird with a yellow bill landed on my windowsill. Somebody's going to tell a king. You understand? So you can play that game all you want. When you got a kingly, it's going to get to me. I don't run down chatter. I get talked about all of the time. Proverbial 10, 9.5. Sometimes they give me a 6. That's what they holding up when I slam. Bang, 6. They give me a 6. Sometimes they give me a 10. Perfect. So I never look at what people, I don't do that. I'm not watching what people, I don't even judge a church service by how you respond to my message. Though I love the receptivity and the reciprocal. When I'm preaching, you give me an amen. That's good to feed me like that. But in actuality, I have the amen on the inside of me. I'm a deliverer. I'm a mailman. Nobody stands there and say hello to the mailman. Just drop the mailman. Nobody appreciates the mail, man. Just give me my check. That's how I'm treated. I brought you a $100,000 check. You didn't even do a first fruit. Because all I'm supposed to do is deliver it. Do you ever say thank you? I know my place. I've transferred hundreds of millions of dollars to God's people. In other words, people that have been here have made tens of millions, all of them collectively. So anyway, if you gave a tenth, right, and we took in $1 million, especially, what do you think the other 90% is? So if we took in $1 million and that was only a tenth, it's not really a tenth because people don't really give a tenth. But just think about what's made. I want you to think about what you enjoy. Do you ever come back and say, thank you, here's a first fruit? So I already know where I stand, right? So I don't get caught up in the accolades, because a lot of people that roll in church roll out without giving. What I'm looking for is sound people. You never get with people because they give you a thumbs up. You get with them because it's purpose driven. Glory to God. I'm helping somebody. Maybe somebody in the back can say amen. Glory to God. Help me, man. Help me, Lord. Jesus, God.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
That's right. I'm trying to shame the devil. That old devil. I hate the devil. I hate the devil. I hate that sleuth, but I hate the devil. The devil, the one that transforms himself into an angel of light. I hate it. I see what he does, man. He's not even a good daddy. He just drops seed and keep moving. Drops seed in a situation. He gone. 3 years later, we still talking about it. He's not a good, he don't even watch over his seed. Because he knows he's got a demonic strategy in it. If it incubates and grows, it'll continue to perpetuate for decades. I hate the devil. Sometimes the release is what fighting looks like. Just the release is what, that's the fight. It's to cut the raven out of you. That's what a struggle is. Because God knows if I can get the raven to fly, something beautiful is going to return. Oh my God. Have you ever noticed there was no raven around Jesus? And the raven that showed up in the wilderness when he was tempted, the Bible doesn't spend a lot of time, but he was tempted in the wilderness. When he is baptized, it's a dove that descends. If you want to be identified as someone who's different from the rest, you don't need the raven. You need the dove. So release your thanksgiving. It'll help you with your raven. And release your praise. It would help you with your crow. And release your adoration to the Lord. It will help you with your vulture. The scripture says, if a child disrespects their parent, the raven will pluck out their eyes and the vulture will eat up their flesh. How many of us don't want our children's flesh to be eaten up? So we don't glorify when nature rises. because it will produce the raven that plucks out eyes. Eventually, you won't be able to see clearly. Also release control and perceived outcomes. I said release control and what? Perceived outcomes. Some of us don't move because we prophesy, we prognosticate the outcome, and we don't let God work it out. See, this is the problem, man. You can see too much. Let God be God. Let him work it out. Just obey him. I'm getting an influx. A young man is being baptized today. I'm getting an influx of people who want to be baptized after Renee was baptized. So I got adults to come to me they're coming in and they're going to eventually get to Elder Hubbard that say, I want to be baptized. If you're looking at things through the natural, you'll say, what in the world? But what you want to do is herald the obedience because it takes courage to stand and say, I'm going in a pool. After I've been saved for a while. I want y'all to see this now, because this is where we are as a church. Pharisees, sad. Jesus was 30 when he was baptized. 30, and the Son of God. Why didn't he do it when he was 7? Why didn't he do it when he was 15? He had the Holy Ghost. Why did he wait until he was 30? See, so since you look at things through the natural, what I'm looking at is beyond that. I'm looking at the multitudes that need to get in the water that's sitting in this room and that are listening to me. You may have churched your way through, but you weren't baptized in the Holy Ghost nor in water, and God wants to shift you. I'm looking at the shifting and the shaking, man, and the obedience to the will of God. Where you at if God told you to do something and everybody was watching you? Would you have enough courage to say, I'm going to obey you? Because it's touching grown people. That's what they're coming to me and saying. I think I need to be baptized. I have a person that's over 60 that told me they think they need to go to the water. I'm willing to start over, Bishop. Am I supposed to say no? And herald the fact that you're 60? Or do I say, let's obey God? Obviously, God wants to get something to you. So he will abase you in the water. So he can set you on a mountain in your future. Thank you, Lord. When we started this church, the Lord spoke to me. And I told Pastor, we need to go to everybody that's offended with us. She said, well, we didn't do nothing to them. I said, I got to obey God. That doesn't sound right, right? Why would you go to people that offended you? I obeyed him. I went to everyone. If I've offended you in any way, I repent and I'm sorry. And I went to the next one. And then the next one that were mad at me. And I was young. But now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah, know his seed, beg bread. And if you would just learn to get out of you and start obeying God. Yeah. Sabrina, where are you at with your son that's being baptized? Where is he? Oh, come up here and sit with him. Her son is being, he said, I want to be baptized. Son, I wasn't calling you for. But come on. Bless you. He said, I want to be baptized. I got to start over. I wasn't even calling him to the platform, but he's so ready. Shall we withhold water from him? He don't dress like me. You got a chain on. Is that a chain? What kind of chain is that?
This one?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, I'm Trinidadian.
Oh, you're Trinidadian.
Yes, sir.
Amen. His culture means a lot to him. He's about to adopt a new one. Y'all feel me? Sit with your mama. She moved up there with you. He's willing to listen. The streets are calling them. And if God needs to revamp things in here to touch that, we got to be willing. If I'm willing and obedient, I'll eat the good of the land. Look beyond the raven. Let's see the dove, man. You're going to see many young people come through here when we're obedient. And if you just obey God, get religion out. Obey God. Watch what happens. There are young people that may be in the church for a while. They would say that's casual. Or they didn't treat me right. He's at a point in his life, I just said, come up front. He sits. He stands with me. I got to walk up on the platform. He don't know protocols. Y'all understand that? He don't have a clue about that, man. Why would we put bars up for the boy when he's trying to get to Jesus? We got to open it up, man. I grew up in a church that if you kissed a girl or shook a hand, you would be put on silence and put on the altar, the whole service. If you committed fornication, your name was taken off the book. You were openly embarrassed for 3 months. You don't know that kind of religion. The reason why I do what I do is because I have vision beyond you and the raven hasn't plucked out my eyes. Though I have conflict, he raised me up to make sure peace abides on all borders. I will not duplicate what I came out of. And you should not duplicate your family tendency. Whatever you were before you got saved, I shouldn't even see it. I shouldn't even see it. I should see Jesus. Come on, there's power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name. The song goes on to sing, things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call not my name, but your name. So we love to call your name. Is something we cannot explain. That happens when we proclaim your great name. Your great name. It's his name that brought us together. And no crow or raven is going to separate us. So humbly I ask thee to teach me your will while you are working. Help me be still. Though Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word, please. Order my steps in your word. So greet your peace. If you're taking notes, greet your peace. That means you need to acknowledge peace when she returns. You need to welcome peace when she returns. You need to receive peace and not shoo it away when it returns. You need to reach for peace. Give it an arm to land on. When she returns, the scripture says in Genesis chapter 8, then he sent out a dove in verse 8 to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. Verse 9, but the dove could not find no place to set its feet because there was no water. There was water over all the surface of the earth. She couldn't find anything solid to land on. And because she's pure, she won't land on carrion. Wherein he released the raven and is going back and forth during the daytime hours. But at night, it has to land on something. So it lands on a cow or a pig or something that's rotten. And it gorges itself. She is released, but she comes home, but she won't allow her feet to rest on that which is decaying. How many of us are putting our feet on things that are dead and resting on it? You're in a living church with a living Christ, but your feet are planted on things that are dead. Your feelings and your emotions mean more to you than the guidance of the Holy Ghost. You're resting on that which is dead.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Greet the Dove, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, don't miss out. Join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. And get ready for Awakened Fellowship on Saturday, May 24th at 9 a.m. It's going to be an inspiring time of growth and connection. Home ownership made simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthrevealed.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. The members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.